Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Ian Rappaport, NFL Network, tweeted, Cowboys not expected to be one of the teams vying for Earl.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Download and podcast at richeisenshow.com.
I believe my information. Jerry Jones is awesome and can say whatever, but I trust my information.
Earlier on the show, Colts running back Jonathan Taylor. Still to come. Actor Don Cheadle. Two-time NBA champion Kenny the Jet Smith. Rockets general manager Daryl Morey, plus actor Joe Manganiello. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Just burned the edge right there. Welcome to our second hour of the Rich Eisen Show here on our quadcast. We've got Kenny the Jet Smith calling in a matter of moments to discuss the Lakers getting set to take care, we're assuming, of the banged-up Portland Trail Blazers tonight. There's a pivotal fifth game between the Rockets, who are up 2-0 in this series, and the Oklahoma City Thunder, who have won two in a row in this series. And that tip-off is about 5.5 hours from now, and the general manager of the Houston Rockets, Daryl Morey, will join us at this very moment, 1 hour from now. And interestingly enough, his coach has got 1 year left, got no years left on his contract. And guess what? Nate McMillan just got bounced by the Pacers, and Adrian Wojnarowski, Woj, saying that it's Mike D'Antoni, if available, who the Pacers want. So lots to talk about with Daryl Morey, our friend. And then Joe Manganiello joins us in the final hour of the program. Our poll question, Christopher, hit it at Rich Eisen Show. I will hit it with a retweet in about a minute's time to make sure as many people see it as possible.
All right, we're talking football. We're having a discussion about this earlier this week. Who wins more games this season? So before people fire off with me, well, what about this team? What about this team? These four teams all have the same projected win total by Las Vegas, okay? Bucks, Patriots, Steelers, Eagles. All projected for 9.5 wins, okay? Who ultimately wins more games this year? Bucks, Pats, Steelers, Eagles.
Okay, and there is word that we'll hit a little bit later on of Cam Newton in practice. Recent day, hold on there. We'll hit that later on this hour. But right now, he's one of my favorite actors. He's been on this program a handful of times. Way back when we used to have human beings in studio as guests. He's up on our wall, as a matter of fact.
The good old days.
We like him so much. He's the star of Black Monday on Showtime, and he's earned an Emmy nomination for his role. I Zoomed just yesterday with Don Cheadle, and here's the results.
Joining me now back here on the Rich Eisen Show via Zoom is a friend and a friend of the program. Pleased to call him both. He is nominated for his role in Black Monday and the 10-time Emmy Award nominee, Don Cheadle, here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, sir?
Good to see you, Rich. I'm very good. How are you?
I am doing well. It does look like you just came off of hitting 18. Is that how I've... It looks like you got that working.
Well, look, I'm in Hawaii. The only clothes that I have in Hawaii are Hawaiian clothes. And for me, that means golf clothes.
That's right.
So it was either this very muted, you know, toned down, or some really garish, flowerful.
Okay. Shirt. Okay.
I made an executive decision and went with the muted tones.
I think that's a solid executive decision. How is the Don Cheadle golf game? Walk me through what we have here, Don.
Well, right now, it's mostly been me hitting balls from my backyard into the driving range because I'm 14-day quarantined here on the Big Island in Kona.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Good and appropriate. We got to make sure we have a handle on this thing.
Yes.
It's crazy in Hawaii. But my handicap, I think I'm a 7 right now, so I could get it down, but then I can't win any money in the Nassau, so I'll just stay as a 7.
Okay, who's the best stick, the athlete that you've ever been in a foursome with or you've played with? Who's the best?
Jason Gore.
No kidding. Why? Walk me through.
Well, Jason Gore shot 59, you know.
The Zoom kind of hit me right there. I'm not a player, like another athlete who's not an actual player.
Mm.
Not somebody who shot a 59.
Yeah. An athlete who's not actually a player.
Quarterback, pitcher, anybody.
Yeah, that's tricky. I mean, no, Aaron Rodgers is pretty good. I think he maybe fudged his handicap in the BMW tournament. We're not going to get into that.
Wow. Are you saying the best stick in his bag is his pencil, his eraser? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not going to say he pencil whipped anybody. I'm not going to say he went in as a 14 and he's really like a 6. I'm not saying that.
Okay, you're not. Let's be straight. Okay, you're not saying that. Okay.
Another actor who's really good, Oliver Hudson. He's a stick.
No kidding. Okay.
It's probably a plus one or two now.
Come on. I could not imagine ever waking up and saying, I'm going to play golf today and I'm going to give strokes to the course.
I know, right? Never. Yeah.
Like, here's what I will do. You know, I'm just feeling so magnanimous. I'm going to give strokes to this golf course that's going to try and beat me. I just can't imagine that.
And then when you play with pros there that are clearly, you know, pluses, yes, and they play at scratch. I don't understand that.
That is so not cool. That is not cool. All right. So you're set. Seven's a pretty good. Is that your best ever? Or were you?
I got it down to a 5 once when I was spending a ton of time out here and just playing and practicing all the time. But if it gets too low, it means Don's not working. So we don't, if you see as I'm a scratch golfer, you won't be doing these with me anymore.
I don't know. Maybe that is true. That is true. That means you stick to your day job or your night job as opposed to your golf game. So yeah, what's your favorite course you've ever played? Which one have you been on?
Probably Pebble.
It's amazing, right? When you're standing there on 18, oh my gosh, there's nothing like that spot.
There really isn't. It's hard to beat good weather, bad weather. I mean, it can be brutal in bad weather, as we know. But
right,
when it's pretty out there, there's no. I mean, Cyprus is also
an amazing
golf course. And that, right, it'd be Cyprus or Pebble, but it makes sense they're both in that corner of the woods. What I'm looking forward to, and it looked great on TV when they just played it, is Bandon. I've never been to Bandon.
That's my next. Okay. You know, and it's, you know, it has been amazing to see golf, obviously, in this quarantine, in this world, this crazy world that we're living in right now. But it has been amazing to see these players out there. And it kind of all started in a way of, you know, that Brady, Manning, yeah, Phil, Tiger, that was really at the very beginning of back in May, I guess, not very beginning. But I thought it was pretty cruel that people were ripping on Brady, you know, for not having, you know, like he wasn't plus one or plus two, you know. I mean, giving.
I thought it was beautiful. I thought it was great. I actually loved that they were ripping on him.
Why is that?
They could have ripped on him a little more.
Is that because of who you root for in the NFL?
Obviously.
Well, you want to fill people in for who may not know? I mean, so.
Look, I have some AFC sort of issues, mental issues. You know, I have a schism, as it were, because I was born in Kansas City, Missouri, grew up there, you know, lived there for many years, and then moved to Denver, Colorado. So when the Broncos play the Chiefs.
Yes.
Yeah, I root for the Chiefs.
Okay.
I still root for the Chiefs. But actually, if anybody is playing against, you know, New England, I don't care who it is. So now I don't know what to do with the whole Tampa Bay thing. I'm not sure where to go now. I feel kind of lost without an enemy.
Without your North Star from New England for you to start rooting against them.
I know, exactly. Can I hate them both? Can I hate him and
sure, you know. Well, I mean, there are fans of Brady who feel that they have an AFC team and now an NFC team. So you could go the exact reverse. You could basically say that you have an AFC team you dislike and now an NFC team that you dislike.
Yes, I prefer that. I prefer the hater raid.
You could go in that direction, Don. I mean, let him come for you. What was that like to see the Chiefs win a Super Bowl then for you?
Unbelievable. It actually, I actually left. I was actually here when that happened. Mm-hmm. And I when it wasn't looking good, I walked away and I just went in by myself. There was nobody on the golf course, of course, because everybody's watching the Super Bowl.
Right.
And I just went and played a few holes and kept my phone off. So I was like, if they're going to lose, I don't want to know.
Is that right?
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to watch them lose. And if they win, I'm taping it. I'll just plug my ears and get home and watch it. But I can't watch them lose. Every playoff game was like, why are you guys doing this? Every playoff game, you have to be down 20, down 15, down 25. Why are you doing that? Just win. It was so hard to watch.
Then the actual Super Bowl itself looked pretty bleak until...
Yep, that's what I'm saying. I'm out there playing. I'm like, I'm just going to go hit balls because I can't deal with it. My wife's like, you're not going to watch? I'm like, no, I'm not going to watch.
Right.
Please text me. I'm just going to go hit balls.
Don Cheadle here on the Rich Eisen Show. Let's talk about Black Monday. You've been in so many special projects, television shows, and movies. Where does this one rank for you, Don?
Oh, well, I love this one. I'm having a great time on the show. We have a great cast. We have, you know, great people in front of and behind the camera. This one was fun from the beginning. You know, when Seth and Evan came on, they produced and Seth and Evan directed it. Seth came on and it, with David and Jordan, who are the writers and the show creators. Mm-hmm. And this was just something that there's one of those things where you read it and it just makes you laugh from beginning to end. I couldn't anticipate it. I didn't know what was going to happen. It was like a weird whodunit in a half hour comedy that I'd never seen that kind of, you know, mix of genres. So It was just really exciting from the beginning. David Nevins called me. It's so funny because David Nevins, head of Showtime, called me.
Yep.
He said, I have this show. I'm not sure that you're right for it. I said, okay. He's like, all right, well.
Yeah, what a sell.
I'll talk to you.
Right, what a sell job. And did he not see House of Lies for five seasons on his own?
He watched it a lot. But he's like, I don't know if this one's good for you. I don't know. So we talked about other stuff. And then I didn't talk to him for a week. And he called me back and he said, you know what? I've been thinking about it. Now I actually think I only see you in it. So why don't we get together with everybody and see if we can make it work, which was great. And we did. And then we put the show together. And like I said, I'm having a great time on it.
Well, and, you know, obviously both of those shows on Showtime in its own right, in its own way, even though obviously we're talking about different time periods, we're kind of the time that we're living in a little bit right now, you know, like to kind of I'm wondering how you view your previous work in House of Lies and how that might have, you know, about what to believe and what to see and how things are shaped for people's consumption. If you thought maybe you might've been a little ahead of the times a little bit with that show.
Well, it is a show that, interesting enough, I think people are finding now
that
didn't see it originally. And another great show with a great cast and a lot of fun and in a very different way. I think, you know, House of Lies was much more in a dramedy.
Yes.
And I think that this one is just a straight up sitcom on, you know, on cable, which is rare to see. These rapid fire jokes, the constant, you know, self sort of referential jokes that we make and with the lens of, you know, looking at this time through the lens of the 80s, which is really a cool juxtaposition. They're very different shows in that regard. But yeah, I hope this is something that people watch now. They don't have to wait. You know, you can check it out. It's on now. So watch it now. You can watch it later too, but watch it now.
Well, actually, I think the phrase is anytime, right? That's the Showtime anytime. I don't want to get you in trouble with, you know, Nevins or anybody like that. Showtime anytime is another way that you can watch Black Monday with Don Cheadle here on the Rich Eisen Show. Did you enjoy the password that I had you type in for this Zoom? Did you enjoy that?
I didn't actually have to type it in, but I did clock it, and I was very impressed.
Was the password for you to enter this Zoom?
I did clock that, and I was very impressed and a little touched actually that you would actually think of me when you did.
Yeah, I kind of like to just, you know, throw a little bit throw something out there that might not be expected.
Your guest.
Thank you. When you first picked up the script of Boogie Nights and read it, what in the world did you think, Don?
Why are you guys handing me a 165-page script?
That's a good start.
It was massive and really gave us an insight into Paul's mind, Paul Thomas Anderson, who wrote and directed it, because it was really very technical. It had every camera move that he wanted to do in it. It had, you know, speeds that he was going to ramp the camera to. And it was just a, I hadn't, you know, snap zooms, things that you aren't used to. I hadn't been used to it until that point, reading in scripts. So it was reading sort of the shooting script, a manual, as well as trying to read the actual words. And, you know, I was introduced to Paul by Carl Franklin, who directed Devil in a Blue Dress. And he said, I met this dude and he, I think he's going to be great. He's a young guy. He's super cocky. He's really smart. But I think he's going to be great. And I think you should meet him. And he's got this movie idea. And I said, what's the movie idea? He goes, well, it's Boogie Nights. And it's about the porn industry. And I said, oh, well, like my, both of my parents are alive. So I won't be doing any of that. He said, no, just meet him. Just meet him. Just meet him. So we went to, God, what's the diner that was on San Vicente? I think they closed it, but that big, you know, anyway. So we met and he was, as promised, really cocky, super confident, very smart, and just said, "This, if you don't say yes to this movie, you're going to be sorry. So you should just agree to do it."
Come on.
That's a quote. That was, I mean, this is the same dude that called me after he did Punch Drunk Love. And, you know, I called him. I said, so how's the movie? He goes, it's an instant classic.
Wow.
He goes, they said I couldn't do it. They said I couldn't shoot, do a movie in 90 minutes. Well, I did it, and it's an instant classic. I was like, you're pretty confident, aren't you, Paul? He goes, you're damn right. And the movie's great. I love Paul's confidence, and he obviously is an amazing director, as evidenced by his, you know, his track record.
Well, Boogie Nights for me is a remote drop movie. It does not matter what I'm doing or where I'm picking it up. I have to watch it to its conclusion, you know, like that. That's what, but do you have one of those where you're, obviously you're in quarantine right now, where you consider, like, whether it's something you've done or anything else that you're.
No, those I would never. No, those, no.
Okay. So it's a remote drop movie for you, Don Cheadle.
Matrix.
What is that again?
Matrix.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Why is that? Why?
I don't know why. I just think that it's one of those movies that is, it was so different. You know, and the idea, the concept of it was so interesting, and just the everything about it. There's just the way it was shot, how it looks, the acting. I just thought it was a great movie. And it's one of those things where if I catch it, wherever it is in the movie, I'm usually going to sit down and watch it. And Godfather, of course.
Yes, of course. And Godfather 2, I guess. That's
Godfather 2. And actually, Malcolm X.
Okay. I haven't seen that one in a while. I haven't seen that, but that's obviously one of the greatest performances you can see. End of story.
And I love Al Pacino, but that Denzel lost that year to Al Pacino. That's the year I was kind of like, I don't know about you, Oscars.
That's right. Oh, I hear you. One last one for you. We all know Carl Reiner recently passed away, and I don't know how many scenes you did with him in the Ocean's films where you were in the same scenes, but I'm wondering if you've got any good stories of Carl from the scene, from the set of these Ocean's films at all, or any memories that you might want to pass along of Carl Reiner.
Well, you know, Carl was obviously the consummate professional, and he was our, you know, grandfather on the set. And really what was great is that even with all of his experience and clearly all of his years, he was really, you know, deferential to everyone and just wanted to be a part of the team and wasn't in any way, shape or form trying to, you know, lord his, you know, extensive comedy acumen over us. Everybody was, you know, a part of the team and a part of the crew. We just all felt like, you know, people who had known each other for a long, long time. So I think that's just a testament to his personality, always kind, always generous, just a good dude, you know?
Well, those films are just some great ones as well. Don, you've been in so many great films, TV shows. Again, as I said, I guess that brings us full circle here. Everyone can watch seasons 1 and 2 of Black Monday, available on Showtime anytime and Showtime Now as well. And good luck in winning the Emmy, sir. You deserve it.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Rich. Good to see you, man.
You got it. Hope you get out of quarantine and hit them straight when you can.
I'm going to do my best.
It's Don Cheadle right here on The Rich Eisen Show.
And I said that just, you know, fully, I had not seen the video of him swinging yet. He said that he was going to send it, and he sent the video of his golf swing, which we edited in.
I mean, he's a 7, so
it's
a good swing.
He's got a nice swing.
Did he say, but not say, but really say Aaron Rodgers is not up and up about his golf game?
It seems like Rodgers is kind of, you know how Marshall never tells us what
Marshall's
his handicap
fault
is?
Will never tell what his handicap is.
Right. So it seems like Rodgers is kind of doing the same thing. Like, I'm a 14.
Smart guys.
When you're, you know, a single digit. But shady move.
I don't know if Marshall ever, you know.
No, he just doesn't tell you.
I don't think Marshall's shady. Seven digits off, though.
No.
Marshall will tell you what his handicap is.
Well, if you
is when
ask
you're up,
Marshall,
up,
if you're like, hey, what'd you shoot yesterday? He'll be like, even.
Even. Yeah. He won't
He won't tell you what par was, though.
No.
Right, exactly.
No.
Let's take a break. Kenny the Jet Smith will be joining us here. There is some news about Russell Westbrook. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com, GEICO.com. Well, we say hello again to our Peacock audience. We're thrilled to be here. And again, we're here after the Dan Patrick Show every day from 12 to 3 Eastern Time. Starting in September, we will be on in the middle of a day that includes a new show, Brother from Another, hosted by Michael Smith and Rich Eisen Show social media grandmaster TJ Jefferson's former roommate in college for a hot minute, Michael Holly, correct? Okay.
Sorry about that, TJ.
Yes, sir.
How long were you Michael Holly's roommate?
I mean, he only lived with us. We lived in an apartment on Mount Washington in Pittsburgh. So he only lived with us for about maybe like 2 months.
Okay, but that's
we
enough.
We lived on the same floor in the dorms, and we were always hanging
right.
out.
But. So when we have connectivity with that, with the show, Brother from Another, mm-hmm. he will say, oh, he knows you. I mean, like,
this I mean, is... we did a radio show together back
well,
in the
then
day.
There you have it.
Yeah.
This is not, he's like, again,
Forrest Gump.
The Forrest Gump of our world. Like
I mean, the stories I've gotten from the last
few years.
He floats
through life and meets everybody. And we didn't know how deep the ties really are until he just says it.
I try to stay humble, Rich.
Very well done, TJ. Thank you very much. All right, Kenny the Jet Smith will join us in just a few seconds here on the Rich Eisen Show as the NBCSN audience is about to rejoin us, and the same with our radio audience. That's how we roll on a quadcast. We go to break, and slowly they all come back. And we are back on NBCSN, Peacock, as well as SiriusXM and the Rich Eisen Show radio network. We're thrilled to be joined by your... The king of Lifrak City in New York City, of Queens, New York. Love watching him with Charles and Ernie and Shaq on the NBA on TNT. And he is here as well as part of the Jet Academy at jetacademycamp.com, where so many kids are. We need to get him outside and outdoors if we can in the pandemic and get him moving around. And what better way to do it than have basically right now an online camp for basketball fans to log in anywhere in the world. And that's how Kenny Smith is rolling into the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Kenny?
I'm good, brother. How are you?
Better for talking to you. How's everything in your world? Everything. I got to tell you, Kenny, and I said this to Shaq when he joined me on Monday. It's like seeing old friends. And in this day and age where everybody's zooming in and not really being able to be together, we're thrilled that we're able to be together here in our studio, socially distant. Seeing you four guys in Atlanta doing your thing has just been a treasure. It really has, Kenny.
Well, I appreciate that. It's definitely been therapeutic as well, so which I didn't know. So it's been good to have everyone back. And, you know, you do miss some of the normalcies of life. With everything going on, and I do agree, and take that into great consideration as I hear it.
Okay, great, excellent. Who's the least socially distant one, though? That you need to make sure that everybody's cool. Which guy has been infringing on your space? Is that Charles? Because he's one right next to you.
No, no. You know what? Probably you have to remind Shaq the most. you have to remind him the most.
Well, he's also trying to run. He's trying to beat you to your spot half the time.
Beat me
see.
To the board. You know, he almost tried to wrestle. You know,
Chuck one night, he's the one you have to remind the most.
Well, the funny thing is, I think
he's just so playful.
I think Charles went on Dan's show before this one right here on Peacock and said that he's going to get out of the predicting business for a while, Kenny.
I'll be a billionaire if I just go opposite of him. I'm just hoping that he continues it. I don't want him to stop. I definitely don't want him to stop. Because all you have to do, if you're anyone who is a betting person, just bet opposite. He is on a roll for the opposite.
He is certainly on that. I mean, ever since. But he did look pretty smart after game one, I guess, when the Blazers took care of business against the Lakers. Is this the Lakers team, the one that we're seeing the last three games that we're expecting to see at least take the conference, Kenny?
Well, I think overall, you know, this is a Laker team. I don't, the West is so loaded that to predict that one team or two teams is going to, you know, just run through it after the bubble, I think is a different scenario. If, you know, prior to the bubble, this is the Laker team we've seen. But, you know, we've seen some teams step up over the last, you know, 2.5 weeks that traditionally we probably had thought that could do that.
So out of the Rockets, Thunder, or Jazz, which is the team you think the Lakers least would want to see next up?
I think they're fearful of anyone because they walk on the court and LeBron James and AD goes, well, we have an advantage.
So right.
I don't think that they ever fear anyone. So but then, I think that scoring the ball, you know, in the last three games has been something that we had not seen. Their ability to kind of, you know, go over 100 easily, we had not seen even in the bubble. So if they could continue that type of atmosphere with their defensive tenacity, then, you know, that's when it, I think, takes another level. And that's when Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Danny Green and JaVale McGee, when they're able to get those 10 to 15 points and Dwight Howard, that's when they're at their most dangerous. Because even if AD and LeBron play great, that's only 90 points at best. One gets 50, one gets 40. You know, that would only be 90 points. That's not going to beat most teams. So they're going to need key contributions from everyone as well.
I'll give you the floor on Luka. I know what you said, but I'll give it to the show Quadcast listeners and viewers right now. The performance that Luka came up with in that overtime game to knot the series at two games apiece. People are referring to magic than you know, the time where he played center in place of the injured Kareem. Where do you think that stands and he stands for you, Kenny?
I mean, what makes a great is not the is not a series or a season. It's the consistency over several. That's what makes LeBron who he is. It's like over the years, like he's done this. And so, I mean, as great as that exhibition was of what he did, you know, it's the consistency of doing that night in and night out, playoff time after playoff time, and winning series and advancing. I think that's what makes, you know, the great. Now, arguably, you know, we look at what I always said when he came into the bubble, this is not 2020 Luka. This is the Luka we would have been seeing next year, the MVP candidate. So you talk about him, you talk about Donovan Mitchell, you talk about Dame Lillard, and you talk about, you know, even a guy like Devin Booker, you know, where they've all taken that, like, oh, I'm here for 2021 season. This is how they're probably going to look next year because, you know, that long layoff allowed them to kind of retool and rethink.
Yeah, I mean, you could throw Jamal Murray in that mix too, which I guess leads me to ask, because we haven't hit the Clippers yet, and we will. Who are we not talking about? Is it the Raptors who just steamrolled the Nets? Who are we not talking about to get a shot here to take this wide open seemingly tournament?
You know, I still think that, you know, the Clipper series isn't over. You know, I wouldn't say it's over. If you know, they have a couple of days or a day and if Porzingis is able to come back, you know, that still could be an interesting series. But the Rockets, you know, with Russ Westbrook, you know, if he comes back, you know, and he's able to play, then all of a sudden, you're like, wow, this could be a mix that we, you know, we hadn't seen. I think the one thing that we've seen over playoffs with James Harden is that he gets wore down as the series go on because the ball is in his hand so much in that system. But with Russell Westbrook, he doesn't. You know, and that's what I think Oklahoma City's taking advantage of, is like he's got the ball so much in his hand, we could contain some of these things that happen now. And Utah, you know, with Donovan Mitchell, the way he's playing,
right,
and the way he's shooting the basketball and the ability that he's playing at, you know, those teams, both Denver and Utah, with Jamal Murray, the West is wild, and it is wide open.
Yeah, the Rockets and the Thunder are playing, to tipping off 5 hours from now, and it's just in a couple hours from now, apparently, according to Woj, that Russell Westbrook's going to give it a try. Do you think it's imperative that he play in this Game 5, the way that things are playing out right now? The way that the Rockets have shot the ball at the end of Game 4 and just died by the three that they frequently live by? Kenny?
Yes, I think it's important for him to play because even though as great as James is, I think he does need that, okay, I don't have to be the initiator all the time. Maybe I could be the finisher. And, you know, kind of like LeBron did all of his career. You know, Dwayne Wade and Kyrie Irving and all of those guys who made it easy for him to not always be the initiator. I don't think James gets that. And, you know, those guys are really great players, but to be the initiator on every single play, on every single possession, would wear anyone out.
Do you think the Celtics and the Raptors might not play, Kenny? That the conversations that they're having over the shooting of Jacob Blake would actually... They tap.
Well, I think we all, you know, are in a reactionary thought process of what's going on. Like, I know that, for the first time last night, even watching Doc Rivers speak, I was like, man, I really, the first time felt that being in the bubble, the guys felt helpless. Like, well, I'm in the bubble and I can't even do anything. I can't join a march. I can't do anything. And at times, if I'm not playing, I'm just sitting in my room. And I think that feeling is starting to come out. I don't know the right answer to that, honestly, Rich. I think the correct answer is whatever they do, you have to support. Because some things are bigger. You know, guys miss games because of, you know, family or birth of their children. And if they feel that this is important as a team to miss, because mentally their minds aren't in that space to play basketball, I think we'd have to respect that because they've also given us time to play in a profession, you know, in that bubble that is uncharacteristic of anything that we've ever seen in our lifetime.
Yeah, I mean, Jaylen Brown, who we know appeared at many protests in the wake of the shooting of George Floyd, tweeting out, essentially, I wish I could go do that. Like, he literally said those words, Kenny.
Right. Well, I didn't know that. And again, it's just a helpless feeling if you're in a bubble. And think about it, in Disney.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, the ironic part of that is that you're in Disney and you're supposed to be, you know, callous or not even thinking about what's going on in the world. And because you haven't been part of the world, you've been in this 3 mile radius for months and months. And this is the kind of the thought process that I can understand. Like, I didn't understand it until last night and I saw the passing and I was like, Doc doesn't have that release. He doesn't get to release that like I do. I can do things out. I'm mobile. I'm able to, you know, go see friends and talk to my family and go talk to my nephews and my nieces. And I can, you know, I'm mobile, where he is stuck in a bubble and he can't do that. So he doesn't have the release. And we saw it first time, I think, firsthand last night.
Kenny the Jet Smith from NBA on TNT joining me here, the two-time NBA champion on the Rich Eisen Show. And you've seen what's going on in the real world, and you know kids are cooped up, man. And to get them out, get them active, and get them part of a basketball world, JetAcademyCamp.com. Walk me through why you thought of this and what you're doing with it right now, Kenny.
Well, Rich, with the pandemic and the social distancing, you know, all the things that my kids normally do have been canceled, and all the things I do for kids have been canceled.
Right.
So I was like, well, how can I take that? And I created the first streaming service for sports. And I did the Academy. We rolled out basketball with Kemba Walker, Trae Young, Victor Oladipo, Rihanna Stewart, Brittany Griner. And we're your personal and trainers for an hour, hour and a half a day. And, you know, I'm rolling out a next session because we're going back to school. So we do every weekend live. You ask questions direct. We have a session where how to get a scholarship. Once we do the workout, go through us. And then we have college coaches come on and just talk about how you get a scholarship. Most people think you got to play on the travel team to do that, or that kids have to do that. So we have that session. Then I got one for you that you should join.
Is it the one that says I want to dunk, Kenny? Is it that
no
one?
No question. I'm gonna put 3 seconds on your 40 time, man. I'm gonna put 3 seconds on it, man. I got the trainers that kind of do that. They show you how all of the things that make you more explosive to the rim, to the basket. So that's you. So you will be great at the combines next year.
You know what? I need to work on that burst. You're right. I need a little burst so that I can
and
get
that's
that.
That's all it is. That's all it is. So we got that one. And then last one I also love is I have the trainers who train the pros. I got like Chris Brinkley and Tyler Reff, who, you know, they train the James Harden, the Kevin Durant of the world. Those guys, that's who they do. So I have them on in a session. You know, and it's a membership, just like a gym membership. You sign up, get the gym membership, and you get access to all of these things. And all you have to do is go to JetAcademyCamp.com. Again, JetAcademyCamp.com, and you sign up, and your kids get access to this anytime. Even if you miss the live session, it stays on demand. You can watch it. You can do it. You can do it multiple times if you say, this is a session that I need to really work on. So again, JetAcademyCamp.com, and all the kids can do that.
Yeah, again, it's September 12th through the 13th. Again, because it's on weekends, it starts at noon Eastern, 9 Pacific. And as you mentioned,
it's all year.
Yep.
And all year.
And all previous sessions are available on demand. September 12th through the 13th, I want to dunk. I would like to dunk, Kenny. I mean, seriously, can you give me a little preview, a little suggestion about my desire to dunk?
There are for explosion. Mm-hmm. There are certain plyometric things that you don't need any weights that work. I will tell you that. I never lifted weights in my life, and I was in three dunk contests in the NBA at 6'3". So it's all – I never lift – when I before I got growing up, I never lift weights until I got to the NBA.
Okay.
So being able to fly through the air is not all about lifting weights. Lifting weights preserves what you have. It doesn't always build what you have.
Well, I appreciate you not just suggesting I lower the rim. I appreciate that that you actually gave me some helpful advice. When was the last time you dunked, Kenny? When was the last time you attempted and you got up and you ripped one through?
Which the last time I dunked was 5 years ago.
When was that?
5 years.
What'd you do?
Last time I really attempted. I have now a turf toe that won't go away for a year. So I'm working on that just so I can grab. So my goal now is not to dunk; it's to grab the rim with two hands. That's my goal.
All right,
just to go up and be able to grab it with two hands.
Hey, before I let you go, it's the first time I've spoken to you in a long time. Did you learn anything from The Last Dance from your college teammate? Did anything you pick up watching The Last Dance? You go, oh, okay, I didn't know that about Michael. Anything at all?
I was just surprised how open he was. He typically has never been that open to the people outside of the sport. And so that surprised me. But the intensity, I loved it. It was like must-see TV because
sure
I just
was.
Loved the fact of how he was breaking down what most players think. It wasn't even that he thinks that way and he's the only one in the world and that's what makes him great. Most players, Rich, think that way. Everyone just can't back it up. So when you think that way and you back it up, the confidence level just continues to grow. And that's what I saw with Michael. It's like, oh, so every time he has success and you have that kind of mentality, you just get more confidence. And that's what separates good, great players from good players, is confidence. I get it. So that's what I learned, is that success brings, after you have confidence and you work on it, and if you have success, it just continues to breed more confidence and you get better and better and better.
Yeah, I loved it too. My takeaway is you never wanted to be that guy on the iPad that the director handed to Michael to inform him of what the story previously said. You didn't want to be on that iPad. That's it.
No question. He's like, him? You that means you were going to get laughed at and or you were going to get exposed.
One or the other. You did not want to be on that iPad handed to Michael Jordan. Thanks for the time, Kenny. Tell Charles through the plexiglass I said hi, and same to Ernie on either side. We had Shaq on Monday. It's been a pleasure. Let's chat soon.
Man, love being here, brother.
Right back at you. Fellow native New Yorker, Kenny the Jet Smith. Check out the Jet Academy at jetacademycamp.com. When we return, there is news. A player in the National Football League on offense got carted off the practice field. Cam Newton is speaking as well.
Sports keep coming back. So does your chance to bet on them with our exclusive wagering partner, BetOnline. Major League Baseball is now in full swing, and the NBA has also begun. There's no shortage of ways to get in on the action. BetOnline has all the odds, futures, and props for you to bet on. Visit BetOnline today to check out all the odds and up-to-date sports news. Don't forget to sign up and take advantage of all the Welcome Back to Sports bonuses. BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Visit our good friends and exclusive partner at Podcast One. BetOnline to take advantage of the best bonuses in the business. Sign up for a free account and make sure to use that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. Visit betonline.ag and don't forget that promo code PODCAST1 for your sign-up bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Hey, Peacock folks, we're back here. We got 90 seconds till the NBCSN audience returns. And just because we want to be friendly to the entire NBC Universal group of distributors of The Rich Eisen Show, and it's got to play fair. We just say hello.
NBC.
SN. That's coming back in about 60 seconds.
I forgot that one, Rich.
That's one of my favorite drops of recent days, man.
Yeah.
Good one.
You could just we should
NBC
SN in about 60 seconds. By the way, Paul Giamatti, way before the Paul Giamatti that's you know, for Academy Awards.
That
and
was
Emmys.
Like his first that I remember, right?
That I remember.
That
sure.
I remember.
Did Howard Stern discover Paul Giamatti?
I mean, that movie was great.
Why not? He's the king of all media. We should give him the credit for it. Back in a second. You know, it's interesting that Kenny Smith talked about the bubble and the way it's affecting potentially people who are playing it and living in it. Do you have the Paul George soundbite from last night? Playoff P showed up in a significant way last night. 35 points. That's the stuff that Clipper fans have been waiting for from Paul George in the playoffs. And if he provides that with Kawhi... You just heard how Kenny Smith is saying, you know, Lakers aren't afraid of anybody because LeBron and Anthony Davis show up on the court and look around and say, we got this. Well, Kawhi and Paul George, if Paul George can provide that sort of performance, the Clippers have got exactly what we thought they would have when we thought at the very beginning, about a year ago at this time, after Kawhi decided to end his free agency tour in the manner that shocked a lot of people, because suddenly the Oklahoma City Thunder owned every piece of Clipper property not nailed down. They might have even gotten, Steve Ballmer's old Microsoft floppy disk, right? Thank you very much. So this is the stuff, you know, that
we were thinking, okay, it'll be one versus two in the Western Conference. These two teams from Los Angeles. It would just be Staples Center, just change the flooring.
Yep.
Okay. This is what Paul George had to say last night after that 35-point performance about performing in the spot where the NBA has bubbled up.
The bubble got the best of me. I was just in a dark place. I really wasn't here. I checked out. So these past couple games, it was just difficult. But shout out to people that stood behind me, that was in my corner, the positivity, my teammates, my family, friends, everybody. Thank everybody that reached out to me. I was just in a bad place, and I found my way. I'm back, and I look forward to the rest of this run.
Later on, I mean, that's what he said on the floor on TNT and the broadcast after the game. By the way, Brian Anderson is an excellent play-by-play man. I really enjoy listening to him. I think he's terrific.
Agreed.
He said later on in the press conference Zoom that he's had anxiety and depression in the bubble. Again, you hear Disney, and as Kenny said, so, you're in Disney, so you know you're in the place where it's the passport to fun and the world's happiest place and whatever, and you're seeing what's going on in the real world, and it's totally bizarre because that's on opposite ends of the spectrum.
But you're there the whole time.
Right. And so it makes it sound like they're not hopping on Mr. Toad's wild ride on their day off. You know?
Nope.
Just interesting to just keep that in mind. David Montgomery, the running back of the Chicago Bears, who was would you say he was a fantasy draft darling?
Last year.
Because everyone's thought, okay, Bears let Jordan Howard walk. This is going to be the kid who's going to take his reps, his snaps. You know, Bears are going to have to run the ball to be successful. They're the Chicago Bears, for crying out loud. And he had a statistically disappointing season. We could say that, right?
Yes.
Okay. But this is year two, and now we're all thinking he's going to take a major step forward, or at least hoping. Bears fans are. He got carted off of practice today. And, you know, when somebody gets carted off, you're thinking, uh-oh. Certainly when it was reported to be a non-contact injury. Slipped before he took a handoff. Went to the ground holding his left leg in serious pain. Matt Nagy says it's a groin injury. So it's not a knee, it's a groin. But those...
Yeah, groin, and he walked off.
Yep.
On his own.
Oh, so he was not carted off.
Not as bad as originally feared. Adam Schefter did just post some video of it happening as well from ABC 7 Chicago.
Okay, there you go. Whew. One of those. We're hoping for the Bears.
Yeah, he just kind of slipped and then...
Man, the Bears.
Kind of hobbled around for a second.
If I told you, if I gave you the same... whatever T.J. Jefferson's putting on the Dallas Cowboys for a 13-win season, as we discussed at the end of hour one.
Bears.
over, under, Foles' first start. What is it?
Week one.
No, stop. That ain't happening.
No.
Unless Trubisky gets hurt. No chance. I told you last year the Bears were going to run it back with Mitchell. I told you when everybody was saying, oh, he's terrible or he's done and Nagy and him aren't, you know, nearly as copacetic as the year that Nagy first arrived and won coach of the year. And they got double doinked out of the playoffs. By the way, still Nick Foles' last win as a starting quarterback in the NFL was that day in Soldier Field that night where the famed double doink occurred on NBC, by the way, NBC. So...
I mean, there's a chance.
I told you they're running it back.
Doesn't
and
start
Mitchell,
at all.
Mitchell Trubisky. Yeah. I know that is.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
but I'm saying to you, if you had to set the line, like if you were your own desert, you're saying five. You're
five.
Saying game
oh, I'm looking
five.
At the schedule. Yeah.
Well, you got to put it half. So it's week four and a half.
Four and a half is mine. Because they got Atlanta.
Their projected win total is eight.
They got Detroit, the Giants, Atlanta, and Tampa Bay.
If they're 8-8. Then I say that Trubisky starts the whole season because it'll never get unless they're 4-8 and they turn to Foles.
I can't imagine they would even do that.
No, Tampa Bay, when Brady plays them.
Their bye week is until the end of November. So,
yeah. But Nick doesn't need a bye to get up to speed. It's not like he's a rookie. I wouldn't say that you don't need a bye to get Nick ready. Nick's ready. You even just intimated he's ready now.
But look, they can get blown out at home by Tom Brady and Tampa. They're 0-5, and then it's Nick Foles time.
That's the game.
Can I give you a little hint of the way I'm leaning about sleeper teams?
Uh-oh.
For this year?
You think Carolina's a sleeper, don't you?
No, I don't.
Uh-oh.
Who are the Bears playing week one?
Detroit.
Really?
Sleeper team.
I'm sniffing it. I'm not ready to put my marker on it yet, but I'm thinking about it.
Interesting. Okay.
Should I do my sleeper teams next week or the week that the NFL returns? I'll do
it
next
week.
I think
you save it. Well, let's bust out four downs next week and then do sleepers.
Sleeper teams. I'm sniffing around sleepers. I've already decided my AFC sleeper team. It's already in. And I've left breadcrumbs here on the Rich Eisen Show on Peacock and last week as well. I'm already in on the AFC team for my sleeper team. But the NFC, is Arizona a sleeper team? You can't say that they're a sleeper team.
No, because you said Kyler Murray's finishing top three MVP. That's not sleeper.
Are they not considered a sleeper team?
Well, they're in a very hard division.
Yeah. True.
A sleeper team is somebody that nobody's thinking about making a playoff run.
Cardinals win projection 7.5.
Ooh, that's close.
I think that qualifies as sleeper. Yeah.
Well, if that qualifies as a sleeper team, then we could stop sniffing around.
Lions 6.5.
Cam Newton spoke today. Cameron.
He's wearing like a cowboy hat.
Cameron.
Did you see this
come on.
Video?
Cameron. Well, dude, you wore one the other day.
He is going to be, it's going to be great.
You honor him.
I did.
Cameron saying that he is not assuming he's a starter. He is full on in Belichick country. Mr. Once upon a time, I want to be an icon and an entertainer. Is now doing his job. Just learning, just taking it rep by rep. He's got to be like, now you know that he is fully in New England now.
Mike, do your job.
Thank you. I'm telling you, come on now. The kid, Stidham, is out. What, Brian Hoyer's going to beat him out?
No way.
Week one? Bill's going to be, Cam hasn't really grasped the red zone yet. Come on!
Workout, kid.
All right. But Cam is, I don't consider myself the starter. That's what he said. Within the hour.
That's why you got to love the guy. I love that.
What?
You want to be like that. You don't want to be the cocky guy to go, I know him.
Well, he's got to say all the right things right now.
That's what I'm saying. True. He's in New England now.
It's so funny. Guys go up there and just immediately flip that switch of how to talk to the media.
That's Bill.
Seriously. In Carolina, he was the guy. And I know he was the first overall pick. He was the guy. And he is the guy.
He is the guy.
He could easily say,
"Can't wait
I
to
won
start
the MVP 5 years ago. Brian Hoyer threw 5 interceptions 5 minutes ago."
That's true.
But no, he's in New England.
I love it.
It's official. Congratulations, he's in New England, Chris. Where he's not the starter.
Yeah,
Daryl Morey coming up.
Well, here we are on lockdown. How are you? It's Booker of the Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Booker. We get it. We know you're bored. We're still doing shows. We're keeping you up to date with everything entertainment. A little bit of relief from everything that's going on in the world. You could get the show on Spotify. You could get it on your Apple Podcasts or the Podcast One app. Whatever you do, download and subscribe and get the PHP, the Perez Hilton Podcast with Chris Booker. And everything that's entertainment will be covered.